In his recent book, Weapons of Mass Distortion, L. Brent Bozell III, head of the Media Research Center, MRC, a media watchdog group, recounts a rare glimpse behind the curtain during a CNN appearance that captures the visceral dislike of conservatism and conservatives prevalent in the mainstream media. CNN had invited Bozell to debate a new MRC study showing how poorly the news networks covered religion. The CNN panel, to Bozell's delight, proved both civil and fair, the rare cable television appearance where the discussion did not devolve into a fight, he notes. In the CNN control room, however, such respect was sorely lacking. CNN had forgotten to turn off the transmission in Bozell's earpiece, so he could hear everything the producers and other staffers were saying, even screaming as he spoke on air. Every time I made a statement, it was met with derisive insults. Goddamn Nazi! Fucking fascist! What an asshole you are! And hysterical laughter, Bozell recalls. After the program, Bozell bumped into one of the producers standing outside the control room. Great show, the producer said, beaming. I couldn't resist, Bozell says. I reached past him and swung open the control room door. There, crunched in the tight quarters, were a good half-dozen CNN employees chattering away. Smiling, I tossed them the earpiece. Next time, don't forget to turn it off during the show, was all I needed to say. The picture of this motley crew, big-eyed, their mouths hanging open, will be with me forever. A few years ago, CBS anchor Dan Rather called liberal press bias one of the great political myths. Most reporters don't know whether they're Republican or Democrat and vote every which way, said Rather. His ABC counterpart, Peter Jennings, agreed. ABC, CBS, NBC are mainstream media, he reassured CNN's Larry King. We are largely in the center, without particular axes to grind. What a load of hooey. Long before Rathergate, long before ex-CBS newsman Bernard Goldberg's bestseller, Bias, a CBS insider, exposes how the media distort the news, it was clear to any sensible observer that the mass communications media that emerged as powerful opinion-shaping forces after World War II, the national dailies, the big three networks, the shiny news weeklies, were completely dominated by liberals. If you talk to journalists who cover Washington, Fox News anchor and former ABC News reporter Britt Hume recently noted, you won't find many who are pro-life. You won't find very many who are environment movement skeptics. You won't find very many who think that the NRA is anything other than a menace. You will find very few who are Republicans, and you won't find very many who are self-acknowledged conservatives. It's just not there. Stories galore over the past few decades reinforce Hume's observation. Contrary to Rather's contentions, liberals vastly outnumber conservatives in elite press ranks. Social scientists S. Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman first documented the imbalance in a pioneering 1979-1980 study later developed into a major book, The Media Elite. Surveying 240 leading journalists at the nation's prestigious media outlets, including The New York Times, The Washington Post, Time Newsweek, ABC, CBS, NBC, and PBS, Lichter and Rothman discovered that 8 out of 10 voted Democratic in presidential races between 1964 and 1976, with 94% picking LBJ over Barry Goldwater in 1964, and 81% showing McGovern over Nixon, who, recall, won 61% of the popular vote. The majority of these Watergate-era journalists, 54%, placed themselves squarely on the left, the authors found. Only 19% said they were right of center,